Indiana workers will miss out on high-quality jobs because they lack education. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports Indiana Chamber of Commerce leaders joined a chorus of voices on Tuesday asking lawmakers to address the state's leaking talent pipeline.
People with at least a bachelor's degree are less likely to be unemployed, state data show, but Indiana ranks in the bottom 20 states for total adults with any credential. Chamber CEO Kevin Breingar says the problem starts with young Hoosiers falling behind in reading and math.
We all need to redouble our efforts if Indiana is going to be as competitive as it can possibly be in an increasingly knowledge-based economy.
The chamber wants state lawmakers to combine smaller school districts, incentivize college graduates to stay in the state, and more. The governor's workforce cabinet made similar recommendations this month. Ball State economist Michael Hicks says those were good, low-cost solutions.
But it misses the big problem. We're spending less today in inflation-adjusted terms on educating children and young adults than we have in 30 or 40 years.
Hicks argues state lawmakers need to raise taxes and dedicate more spending to truly address this. Chamber CEO Breingar favors strategic investments using existing surplus funds. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.